You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we will be bringing you a pub quiz style program with five rounds of varying themes, consisting of eight questions each. We also start every episode with a bonus anagram, which will be due at the end of the episode after the answers for round five. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available at our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use as you answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point, unless specified otherwise. Get together with your trivia team, or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 53 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and I'm joined by our co-host, Kelly Sharon.
Hello.
As well as our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. So before we get to some exciting anniversary announcements, I just want to remind you that you have one more week to check out our visual round on our website.
We made it.
1 year's worth of episodes down.
I know. This is an exciting one.
Party. It's been a lot of work, but an amazing learning experience on many levels. And we are very excited to keep this good thing going and continue to bring you the best trivia and worst jokes available anywhere. Huge thanks to our listeners.
We have a lot of exciting things in the works as we are entering our second year, so keep tuning in each week and spreading the word. This episode has a lot of themed content to help us all celebrate, but we will also be revealing our contest winner, as well as our listener's name reveal after round five. So, let's get this party started.
It's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you'll have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram is Artisan Beers, ArtisanBeers. And the question or clue that goes along with this anagram is, logic puzzles and riddles are two types of what?
Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called Round One. In celebration of our show turning one, this general knowledge round consists of answers that include the word one or the letters O-N-E in order.
Question number one. What is the PayPal-owned browser extension that automatically applies online coupons as you shop? Question number two. What Lady Gaga Beyonce collab opens with the lyrics, "Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you see." Question number three. What critically acclaimed 1975 drama film starred Jack Nicholson and was based on a 1962 Ken Kesey novel of the same title? Question number four. Responsible for absorbing 97 to 99% of the sun's medium frequency UV light, what was found to be depleted by chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs? Question number five. What Grammy award-winning melodic hip-hop band scored their biggest hit with the 1996 song, The Crossroads, a tribute to then recently deceased Eazy-E? Question number six. What seven-season Star Wars animated series takes place between episodes 2 and 3? Question number seven. What natural disaster-prone Southeast Asian country consists of more than 17,000 islands and with a tropical climate experiences only 2 annual seasons, the dry season and the monsoon season? Question number eight. What American monthly magazine focuses on music and popular culture? This publication has been in print for over 50 years and featured John Lennon on its first cover, released in 1967. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one. Round one.
That got you.
Question number one. The PayPal-owned browser extension that applies coupons as you online shop is Honey.
I love Honey, but it has sucker punched me a few times. Check your before and after totals. Word to the wise.
Yeah, I love Honey. I love when it says, you've already got the best price. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you know me. Yeah, you know me.
I know how to shop online. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Question number two. The Lady Gaga-Beyonce collab that opens with the lyrics, Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing, I have got no service, in the club, you CC, is telephone.
So hard not to sing it.
I know, it was hard for me too.
I mean, nobody's stopping you.
Originally written for Britney Spears.
Oh.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lady Gaga originally wrote it for Britney Spears, and then she was like, yank, it's for me.
She yanked that telephone cord.
I loved it.
No, I loved it too.
Question number three.
The 1975 drama film starring Jack Nicholson that was based on a 1962 Ken Kesey novel is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Question number four. Found to be depleted by CFCs and responsible for absorbing 97 to 99% of the sun's medium frequency UV light is the ozone. Question number five. The melodic hip-hop band behind the 1996 hit song, The Crossroads, is Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I love them. They've got some great songs. They have some good songs to work out to, for sure, when I'm doing my jazzercise.
Oh, you're not doing prancer-sizing anymore?
That would be you, Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash is a boy pony with a rainbow tail. I love it.
He's the best.
Are there any Trivia Time listeners out there that are also bronies? If so, explain yourself. No judgment.
I'm sure there are. Feels like a big cross-section.
Yeah, I feel like there'd be a Venn diagram there.
Ooh, hit us up.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's collab somehow.
And we support you.
Question number six. The Star Wars animated series that takes place between episodes 2 and 3 is Star Wars The Clone Wars. Question number 7. The Southeast Asian country consisting of more than 17 islands that experiences only 2 annual seasons is Indonesia.
Too many Natty D's.
I know it's supposed to be beautiful, but like, yikes.
Scary.
There's always insane storms, earthquakes, tsunamis.
We say that as our world's literally burning around.
Yeah, I'm saying that as my sunset out the window right now looks like a scene from Lisa Frank, so.
Lisa Frank's cute. I think you mean like Mad Max. That feels more appropriate.
Mad Max meets Lisa Frank.
I'm listening.
Yeah, me too, actually. Cute apocalypse. Boing. Everything's great over here. We're great.
Question number 8. The magazine that featured John Lennon on its first cover, released in 1967, is Rolling Stone.
Moving on to round 2.
Round number 2 is our audio round. This one is called First Birthday. In celebration of Trivia Time's first birthday, we are bringing you a music round featuring songs with either the word first or the word birthday in their title. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. Two. Three. Four. Then you get hurry, 5. Six. Let's go. Don't wait. This night's almost over. Honest, let's make this night last forever. Forever and ever. Let's make this last forever. Seven. H. And when the time comes, explain to the children the pain and embarrassment you put their mother through. When will you learn that they are your legacy? We are your legacy. If you thought you were mine.
Here are the answers for round two, first birthday. Song number one was Birthday by Katy Perry. Song number two was Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner. Song number three was Birthday Cake by Rihanna. Song number four was First by Cold War Kids. Song number five was Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. Today is a birthday. Song number six was First Date by Blink-182. Song number seven was Birthday Sex by Jeremih. And song number eight was First Burn by the cast of Hamilton.
I feel properly celebrated by all these songs.
I think that might be my favorite Katy Perry song. I'm not a huge Katy Perry fan, but that's a great pop song. But I think my favorite birthday song of all time is Birthday by the Sugar Cubes. So for those of you that don't know, the Sugar Cubes are Bjork's band before she was a solo artist, and they are amazing.
Kelly, you watch Floribama Shore, right?
Obviously. That goes without saying.
I feel like Jeremih is like how they pronounce Jeremiah. They're like, Jeremiah!
Oh, God.
Jeremiah and Kodai.
And I don't know why it's Kodai and not Cody.
Are you guys done yet?
Probably not. I haven't even puked and rallied yet.
Is that some kind of a reference to this show?
Yes.
Dang it, guys.
Well, at least we're not talking Big Brother.
It's all the same garbage to me.
How dare you?
Big Brother is way better than Floribama.
Yes, so next level.
Oh my God.
All right, let's move on. Sorry, Ricky.
Moving on to round three.
Round number three is called Let's Get Quizzical. This is a round of trivial questions on all things trivia.
Question number one. In a traditional game set of Trivial Pursuit, what color represents the geography category displayed on both the game space and the plastic wedge? Question number two. On the popular television quiz show Jeopardy!, how many seconds are allowed during the final question segment while contestants write down their answers? Question number three. What does IQ stand for? Question number four. What is the name of the game show originating in the UK that involves surprising taxi patrons with a quiz en route to their destination? If the contestants answer questions correctly, they receive money and arrive at their destination. If they do not, the driver immediately pulls over and kicks them out. Question number 5. Who is the highest earning American game show contestant of all time? Question number 6. Q&A is a 2005 novel and rags-to-riches story of a young Indian writer who becomes the biggest quiz show winner in history, only to be arrested on accusations that he cheated. What 2008 film was loosely based on this novel and captured 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay? Question number 7. The famous probability puzzle putting the person being asked in the position of making choices of items behind closed doors that is loosely based on the TV game show Let's Make a Deal is named after the show's original host and referred to as a what? Question number 8. Mensa, the largest and oldest high IQ society, is open to people who score in the top 3% on standardized intelligence tests. What word is Mensa in Latin? The word is represented in the organization's logo. We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 3, Let's Get Quizzical.
Fun fact, the single Let's Get Quizzical was actually released by the artist Trivia Newton-John. Am I right?
Yes.
Question number 1. In a Trivial Pursuit game set, the color that represents the geography category is blue.
I love playing Trivial Pursuit, and I'm lousy at it, and geography is not my strongest suit.
Trivial Pursuit is really hard. I'm not very good.
It's really hard. I always just like, can I just fill my pie with the pink pieces, which are arts and entertainment?
Yeah.
Yes, that's all I want.
Question number 2. On Jeopardy, the amount of seconds that are allowed during the final question segment is 30 seconds.
So a fun fact is that song that plays during that final break is titled Think. It was composed by Merv Griffin, but the original title was A Time for Tony because it was a lullaby for his son, Tony. But like, not a lullaby at all. When I hear that song, I'm not like, good night. I'm like, oh crap, I gotta figure it out. It's test time. Everything is horrible. Anxiety.
I feel like I could fall asleep to it.
You can fall asleep to anything.
Night, night.
Question number 3. IQ stands for intelligence quotient. Question number 4. The name of the game show that involves surprising taxi patrons with a quiz en route to their destination is Cash Cab.
This has always been my dream. I want to be on Cash Cab so bad.
Me too. But I also like it that they get to like call a friend or something. You know who my friend would be that I would call? Siri.
Good one.
I don't know. Sometimes you ask her and then she's like, I didn't get that. Whatever.
Yeah.
She'd be like, here's a recipe for tuna casserole. You're like, what? I'm not asking about that right now.
If you ask her to beatbox, she just says, boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
I love those like programming trapdoors.
Cute.
Yes, it's so cute.
So cute.
Question number 5. The highest earning American game show contestant of all time is Ken Jennings.
He's a legend.
Question number 6. The 2008 film that swept the Academy Awards and was loosely based on the novel Q&A is Slumdog Millionaire.
So good.
Jai Ho.
Question number 7. The probability puzzle that puts the person being asked in the position of making choices that is loosely based on the TV game show Let's Make a Deal is known as the Monty Hall problem. Question number 8. Mensa, the IQ society, is represented in its logo and translates in Latin to table.
News to me.
I don't even get why.
<It's> so dumb. It's the stupidest part about Mensa.
Take that.
Kelly and I are actually members of Womensa. And our Latin table is covered in cocktails.
Pa-pow! Moving on to round 4.
Round number 4 is called Zach and Kelly Forever. In dedication to our lovely Trivia Time hosts, who I am so excited and thankful that I get to work with on this program, this celebrity pop culture round features some of the other notable Zachs and Kellys that have made their marks. None quite as much as my Zach and Kelly, though. I love you guys.
Question number 1. Who was the 12th president of the United States? Question number 2. What reality TV star placed third with her professional dance partner, Louis Van Amstel, on the 9th season of the dance competition series, Dancing with the Stars? Question number 3. What bearded wonder is the host of Between Two Ferns? One of his other mini career highlights includes a Sarah Silverman collaboration known as A Night of a Thousand Vaginas. Who is he? Question number 4. Although finishing 6th on the 5th season of American Idol, this country pop star went on to release her debut album, Small Town Girl, which was certified gold and produced several hits, including Best Days of Your Life, which she co-wrote with Taylor Swift. Who is she? Question number 5. What hunky American actor made headlines in 2014 for a steamy summer fling with Fast and Furious star and notorious bad girl, Michelle Rodriguez? Question number 6. What Great Depression-era circus performer made a name for himself as the clown character, Wary Willie, a downtrodden sad sack? Question number 7. What New Jersey native television star made his directorial debut with the 2004 indie film, The Garden State, which he also wrote and starred in? Question number 8. What Vietnam vet and four-star general served as the White House chief of staff under the Trump administration between the posts of Rance Priebus and Mick Mulvaney, resigning after less than 2 years and reportedly stating that the White House was, quote, a miserable place to work? We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 4, Zach and Kelly Forever.
Avi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Forever, my bud. If either of you try and leave me, I'm going to pull one of those, like, Kathy Bates misery scenes. I'm a lesbian. I've got some power tools. Possibly a sledgehammer in the garage. No big deal.
Ooh, no big deal. Zach and Kelly, we couldn't really name two more 90s-y names smashed together.
So true.
It's ridiculous. Just full Saved by the Bell.
Question number 1. The 12th president of the United States was Zachary Taylor. Question number 2. The reality TV star that placed third on the 9th season of Dancing with the Stars is Kelly Osbourne.
I'm surprised she placed this high.
I love the Osbournes.
So good.
Question number 3. The host of Between Two Ferns that collabed with Sarah Silverman on A Night of a Thousand Vaginas is Zach Galifianakis.
How do you feel about that title, Zach?
Day in life, I guess.
Whose life?
Mine. It's my nightmare. Every day I look around. Oh my god, I'm gonna name that my memoir.
Whatever.
Question number 4. The American Idol runner-up with the successful debut album, Small Town Girl, is Kelly Pickler.
Let me guess, Zach, you love her?
I love her so much.
Oh my god. What a read.
This album was so good.
Don't know it.
Question number 5. The hunky actor who made headlines in 2014 for a steamy summer fling with Michelle Rodriguez is Zac Efron.
But she's a lesbian.
But maybe this was back when he still had hair like Ellen DeGeneres. So.
Yeah, maybe. It was a confusing time.
Question number 6. The Great Depression era circus clown character known as Weary Willie was Emmett Kelly. Question number 7. The director, writer, and star of the 2004 indie film The Garden State is Zach Braff.
I think this guy bugs.
Do you hate Zach Braff? Is that what you're saying? Are you okay, Ricky?
If you don't have anything nice to say.
Weary Willie, clock it in.
Question number 8. The former Trump-appointed White House chief of staff, who reportedly stated that the White House was a miserable place to work before resigning, is John Kelly.
I think John Kelly was like the, what was it, like the 569th or is it 802nd administration member to resign during this last term. Things are going great, though. Let's keep them going great.
No wonder Zac Efron moved to Australia.
Hey, apparently Zac Efron likes lesbians. Hey, boy, take me with you.
Moving on to round 5.
So as always, round number 5 is our connection round. It is a series of 7 seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number 8 will be the connection.
Question number 1. What 1995 live-action Disney film starred Danny Glover and featured the tagline, "When you weigh 4 tons, it's hard to be a secret weapon"? Question number 2. Which Chicago-based rock band is as well known for their music as they are for their creative and elaborate one-take music videos? This band even took home a Grammy for Best Music Video in 2007. Who are they? Question number 3. What is the proper term for the Grim Reaper's deadly prop? This weapon is an agricultural hand tool for mowing grass or reaping crops. Question number 4. The Colossus of Rhodes, the Temple of Artemis, and the Great Pyramid of Giza are 3 of the human-built structures that are part of what collection of worldly phenomena? Question number 5. What water-based boat ride is located in the Fantasyland of Disneyland and features over 300 audio animatronic dolls? This attraction premiered its inaugural vision at the 1964 New York World Fair. Question number 6. Madonna, Justin Bieber, Beyoncé, Buck Cherry, and Halsey have all released different songs with the same title. What is this song title? Question number 7. What 1996 action thriller starred Helen Hunt and follows a pair of storm chasers on the brink of divorce as they are put in the crosshairs of violent tornadoes? It's connection time, and question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round.
Here are the answers for round 5, our connection round. Question number one. The 1995 live-action Disney film that featured the tagline, "When you weigh 4 tons, it's hard to be a secret weapon," is Operation Dumbo Drop. Question number two. The Grammy Award-winning rock band known for creative and elaborate one-take music videos is OK Go.
I love their videos.
They also did this really creative, cute spot on Sesame Street about primary colors. That's excellent. You should YouTube that. It's like stop motion, though. It's definitely not one take.
Lots of takes.
Question number three. The proper term for the Grim Reaper's deadly prop is a scythe.
I'm holding mine right now.
Sharpening as we speak.
Whoa.
Who's next? No? Is that cool?
Question number four. The Colossus of Rhodes, the Temple of Artemis, and the Great Pyramid of Giza are three of the 7 wonders of the ancient world.
Yeah, apparently aliens created them because white people can't accept brilliant creations that they aren't responsible for.
True.
Okay, guys, pop quiz. What are the other four? Go.
Oh, I don't know.
China the Wrestler.
China the Wrestler, Tater Tots, what else? So we only need two more. Go. WAP the video.
Oh, yes, of course.
Don't make me give away the last one.
Ooh, yeah.
Could it be?
Yep.
Trivia Time, the podcast.
Watch out.
Question number five. The Disneyland attraction that features over 300 audio animatronic dolls and premiered its vision at the 1964 New York World Fair is It's a Small World.
I hate how they turn and look at you.
It's so creepy.
Ugh, I just hate how and then the lights pop on in different places. It's too much.
80s office tile ceilings?
I don't like it at all.
I don't want that song in my head.
No, creepy.
Now here's the same doll with a headdress. Same doll with a ukulele. I feel gross.
I don't like it.
Question number six. Madonna, Justin Bieber, Beyonce, Buck Cherry, and Halsey have all released different songs with the title, Sorry.
Some good ones in the mix here.
Question number seven. The 1996 action thriller that followed a pair of storm chasers on the brink of divorce is Twister. And question number eight is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Scythe.
Operation Dumbo Drop.
Okay, Go.
It's a Small World.
7 Wonders of the Ancient World.
Sorry.
And Twister.
And all of those answers contain names of games.
Woohoo, games.
Woohoo.
Love games.
I miss game nights with my buddies.
Game nights are the best nights, and it sucks. You have to be inside, and you have to be close to each other.
I know.
And eating snacks.
Yeah, I'm ticked. What the heck? Yeah, where's my ticket to ride my touchdowns right about now?
Sounds like a dream night.
I did receive a vintage Mega Touch gaming system for my 40th birthday recently that I've been going to town on.
I'm so jealous, honestly.
The most antisocial bar activity.
I love it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. Erotic photo hunt.
So fun.
There's trivia games on them. That had the same format as Wheel of Fortune. And what it revealed was this phrase that said, get them by the short and curlies. And I was like, wait, what?
Super gross.
I don't like it.
I know, it's so gross. Downstairs,
you nasty twin. Gross. Get me out of here.
Before we get back to the bonus anagram, it's time for a few special announcements. We launched a raffle contest a few weeks back for our listeners that left 5-star reviews and comments on iTunes this month. Big thanks to everyone who played along and left us reviews. We loved them all.
And our contest winner is
Leah207, who wrote, "Go sports! Much love from Maine. #TriviaTater. Leah, please email your full name and mailing address to triviatimepodcast@gmail.com so we can get those prizes headed your way. Congratulations. And speaking of that hashtag, it has been used several times by our listeners now on various platforms and is just stupid and fun enough to make the crinkle cut.
From now on, henceforth, our listeners shall be referred to as Triviataters.
Keep your eyes out for some new merch popping up in our online shop with some radicool tot graphics.
So on that exciting note, buckle up all you Triviataters because we're about ready to serve you with a bonus round.
We have 8 more questions to serve up hot and crispy. Moving on to round 6.
A maiden voyage to round 6, uncharted territories. Round number 6 is called Tater Time. In celebration of completing our first year of episodes, we're busting out our official snack. Couch potatoes and tater thoughts unite. This is a bonus round all about our favorite nightshade, me. I'm just kidding. Potatoes! Yerm.
Question number 1. What 1977 sci-fi film directed by Steven Spielberg featured a scene depicting Richard Dreyfuss obsessively molding his mashed potatoes into a tiny model of Devil's Tower? Question number 2. Potatoes are native to the Americas, but were introduced to Europe by the Spanish in what century? Question number 3. What former NBA basketball player is perhaps best known for winning the 1986 NBA Slam Dunk Contest, despite being one of the shortest players in NBA history at 5 feet 7 inches tall? Question number 4. A research facility, the International Potato Center, partnered with NASA in 2015 to attempt to grow potatoes in a simulated Martian environment. What South American capital city is the International Potato Center located in? Question number 5. What Pacific Northwest U.S. state was the birthplace of the side dish and official Trivia Time snack, tater tots? Question number 6. Voiced by Don Rickles and Estelle Harris, animated versions of the plastic toys, Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, appear in what film franchise? Question number 7. The Irish Potato Famine, also known as the Great Starvation, occurred from 1845 to 1849 and resulted in the deaths of over 1 million people. The cause was due to potato crops infected with what plant disease? Question number 8. What dance move became a popular craze in the 1960s? This dance move was made famous by James Brown and involves a pattern swiveling and stepping with tilted heels. What is it called? We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 6, our bonus round, Tater Time. Question number 1. The 1977 sci-fi movie that featured a scene depicting Richard Dreyfuss molding his mashed potatoes into a tiny model of Devil's Tower is Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Question number 2. Potatoes were introduced from the Americas to Europe by the Spanish in the 16th century.
Perhaps for the next Trivia Time Machine music round, we should go to the 16th century and explore the time of potatoes.
Oh my god.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah.
What's the music?
There's some fiddles, a harp, and a mandolin, and a scythe. Some boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.
Question number 3. The petite former NBA baller who won the 1986 NBA Slam Dunk Contest despite being one of the shortest players in NBA history is Spud Webb.
Cute.
Super cute. And I'm sure he doesn't appreciate that label as being cute, but
probably not.
I'm 5'6", which is only one inch shorter than Spud Webb. And if I attempted a slam dunk, it would be a joke. I don't even think I can jump, but whatever.
Don't sell yourself short. I wish I was a little bit taller. I
wish I was a baller. Question number 4. The International Potato Center is located in the South American capital city, Lima, Peru.
We're actually broadcasting trivia time right now from the International Potato Center.
We're research fellows now.
Yeah, no big deal.
We taste test.
We're putting in the hard work for you.
There's some ranch irrigation happening.
Cutting edge.
Question number 5. The Pacific Northwest U.S. state that gave us our official trivia time snack, tater tots, is Oregon.
It also gave us...
What?
A quizmaster.
Ricky.
Whoop, yay. Whoop.
Fun fact, I was born with a tot in my mouth.
Wish I had a tot in my mouth.
That can be arranged.
Question number 6. Animated versions of Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head appear in the Toy Story film franchise. Question number 7. The Irish potato famine was caused due to potato crops being infected with the plant disease blight.
Blinded by the blight. Wrapped up like a douche in the... Sorry.
I can't even imagine a world without potatoes.
No.
Literally, if you could bring one food with you on a desert island, potatoes.
100%.
They're the perfect food.
They are so versatile.
Question number 8. The popular 1960s dance move made famous by James Brown, involving a pattern swiveling and stepping with tilted heels, is the mashed potato.
Sounds delicious. Always ready for a mashed potato.
Going back to the bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram was artisan beers. And the question or clue that we gave you was, logic puzzles and riddles are two types of what? And the answer is brain teasers. Artisan beers scrambles up to be brain teasers.
Happy birthday, y'all. I love you. Let's keep it going.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Birthday buds.
Go taters.
Woo!
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or feedback, our email address is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com. And our website is triviatimepodcast.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for weekly round reveals, free answers, and bonus questions. That wraps up this episode of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I'm your host, Zach Katz, and I've been joined by our co-host, Kelly Sharon, and our quizmaster, Ricky Lime. We hope you enjoyed listening and playing along. If you did, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. We might even give you a shout-out in a future episode.
Our background and answer break music this week was You Are Perfect Bean by Siddhartha.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production, recorded in Long Beach, California. Special thanks to Lydia, Justin, Abe, and all of our trivia buddies. Until next time.
We just had a side combo where Zach was asking if Kelly and I cook with nutritional yeast, and I was saying, well, I was raised by hippies in Oregon, so it was sprinkled on my popcorn through the years of 1 and 17, basically. Kelly taught me how to dip pizza in ranch.
Yeah. Your carbs always have to have fat.
But what about this Bragg's nutritional yeast?
No, absolutely not.
I remember asking for candy and I was like, here's some fruit leather.
Lame.
Nature's candy.
No, candy.
Give me the Lucky Charms.
All marshmallows.
Those marshmallows are trash.
They're so good. They're just sugar.
I recently saw something that was like, okay, so you can get vodka and French fries out of potatoes, the other vegetables need to get their stuff together.
Step up your game.
Step it up.
Show me your goodies.
Potatoes are just the perfect food, let's be honest.
Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots and cats.